Now, over the past few months, I have seen what I would describe as the best summer I have ever experienced. We have had long, hot, lazy days. We've had temperatures that I don't think I've ever felt here in the UK, actually. But with all of the advantages do come some disadvantages, and water saving is something that we have been particularly keen on talking about over the past couple of months. And somebody who knows a lot about saving water and the area of Yorkshire, I have the Yorkshire Water Public Affairs Advisor, Emily Brady. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Beth. Hi.
So to start with then, before we demonise the sunshine, have you been enjoying the warm weather?
Yeah, it's been absolutely beautiful, hasn't it? It's been so nice to get out and about.
Very, very nice, yeah. But of course, that has been affecting the reservoir levels and the water levels of Yorkshire. Give us a bit of an update on what that situation is at the moment.
So obviously when it is really warm, customers in Yorkshire do tend to use a lot more water than they normally would. So I think it's something like 125 million litres extra of water used every day, which is about the amount of water that we send to Leeds to supply Leeds on a normal day. So it has been a massive increase in the amount of water people have been using. So this has obviously had a bit of an impact on our reservoir levels. There's been a bit of a dip in the levels. But we don't just get water from reservoirs, so we get water from the rivers and we get it from boreholes in the east of the region. And we move everything around. So when we had the drought in 1995 and 1996, we invested millions of pounds in a new grid network so we can move everything around, make it more resilient, so that, you know, when it is warm like this, customers aren't seeing a bigger impact on their water use.
So is it something that we should be concerned about then? Can we actually make a difference and help, or are we kind of firmly in the hands of Yorkshire Water and therefore we're fine?
No, so customers can definitely help play their part. Thanks, over the past few weeks, our customers have started to reduce the amount of water that they're using. So this has made any kind of restrictions we'd need to impose far less likely. So yes, customers can play a very big part in helping us to reduce the amount of water being used.
Okay, right. The very important part now then, Emily, is the official water saving tips from Yorkshire Water. Now, we have put together a list of these, which people can see right now at strayfm.com. But what would some of your top pieces of advice be to save water for the everyday person in their home life?
So I definitely recommend people to use a watering can instead of using a hose pipe. For an example is my dad has got an absolutely beautiful front garden and it's full of lots of different potted plants and hanging baskets. And I did catch him about a month ago watering all these lovely plants and beautiful flowers with a hose pipe. So I gave him a bit of a telling off and I bought him a watering can. And people don't seem to realise how much water they actually waste when they're using a hose pipe, because it's like having your tap on in your kitchen on full blast for 10 minutes or so, and they only really sort of realise if they're on a water meter. So anything you can do to reduce that, use your watering can, use leftover washing up water, put that on your plants and keep everything hydrated that way.
I think also there's my tumble dryer has what it's one of those condenser ones, so I can empty my water from that. I presume I'm fine to shove that on the potted plants as well.
Yeah, that should be absolutely fine.
Okay, right. So rule number one, let's try and use watering cans over hose pipes. What else, Emily?
So if you've got a water butt in your garden, you can make sure, so when we know it's going to rain on probably the weekends like it did do last weekend, make sure you get your water butt out there so you can fill it back up, and then you can use that over the coming weeks to help water your plants in your garden as well.
Okay, so a couple of really good tips for the garden then. What about inside? What about in the kitchen, for example?
So just really simple things like using a washing up bowl instead of keeping the tap running. So when you're washing up, turn the tap off. And the same kind of goes with brushing your teeth. If you're brushing your teeth, you don't need to have the tap running. Just turn it on and off when you need it, so you're not wasting water, because it's just going straight down the plug hole and into the sewers. And then there's also, everyone usually has in their household someone who spends a lot of time in the shower, too long in the shower. So if you go onto our website, you can order one of our free water saving packs. And in the pack is a little 4-minute shower timer. And we recommend people spend 4 minutes in the shower. So once you put the timer on, you know when your 4 minutes is up and you can get out. And you also know if that person in your house who spends too long in there, you know how long they've been in there and you know when you can start kicking them out.
Do you know, I had a conversation with somebody actually about this recently, and they said, oh, I only take on average 5 or 6 minutes in the shower. And I thought, no, I'm sure I'm in there loads longer than that. And I thought, am I that person that showers for ages? But I actually timed myself the other day. This is how exciting my life was. I timed myself in the shower and I was only 5 minutes. So actually, I don't think it'd be that hard to knock another minute off and get it down to 4 on a regular basis.
You can challenge yourself if you order your free water saving pack. You can measure how long you're in there.
So how can people get hold of these water saving packs? There's more stuff in it than just the timer. There's also an 8-litre shower regulator, a 1.2-litre saver flush cistern bag for your toilet, a 5-litre regulated tap insert twin pack, and also the shower timer as well. So there's a load of different stuff in there. How can they order their free water saving pack from Yorkshire Water?
So if you go onto our website and you go to yorkshirewater.com/save-water, you can go on, you can fill out the online form and we'll post it out to you, and it's all free and it'll come through your letterbox, and there's instructions in there as to how you fit those different things around your home.
Perfect. Well, I think that's going to tick a lot of Yorkshire people's tick list then, isn't it? Because we love Yorkshire, therefore we love Yorkshire Water, we love the sun, and you know what? We definitely love something for free. So, Emily, thank you so much for talking to us. And of course, if anyone wants to find out more about either the water saving packs or just Yorkshire Water in general, they can find you online at yorkshirewater.com. Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.